이제부터 지나서 옹쉐디
I've been getting many questions about the upcoming initiations that will be conferred by Lama Sopa Rinpoche. Yeah? So many people are wondering whether they should take it or not. Yeah? So I'll just give you this reply. Yeah. Now,
어떠시니? 단다 직단다 배나 갈소랜다 배나다 배나 남주다 베스에 그런 놈주 징해지나 아니지 나게 사람 전서 다 십사부 신이 죽거든나 나라 대바여 봤어 나라 장도여 봤어 아니지 나 신도여 봤나 아니 라미의 옹지 마셔나 드기여 말해.
So in general, if you want to study the module on the tantric paths and grounds on the basis of having a faith in Tantra, having an interest in Tantra and having the wish to study Tantra in more detail, then one needs to have receive a higher sugar tantra or an empowerment, yeah, before you can study that module.
어떻게 다디 나게 살람 되나 비티 슈발라 아니 라미 오 토코 그래 마그레스니다 안지 가시 고그래 가시 고고 말했어 달로 근데 숭해 그래 저 남아 소소이다 다음에 숭해 것도 그 아니지 년 여말이 무시로 건지 슈바인스 어떻게는 아니 옹디 주나 야가레스 어디 숨도 어디.
So there are different opinions amongst the lineage lamas, yeah, that as to whether you need to have received tantric empowerment or great initiation in order to study the tantric paths and grounds. Yeah? So there are different opinions. Yeah? And I did ask Lama Zobo Rinpoche about this. And Rinpoche's position is that you will be better. It's better to study the tantric paths and grounds after having received empowerment.
어떠시니? 다다 텐데레 제자다 말아 지지회 대바여와 다 돈다이 다 람메 옹슈발라 라마나 지지회 대바지 다 독도 메바시 고기하래 안 다가나시 아니시 말아 독도 메베 대바시 고기하래 맞다 맞다라 티데시 창고기하래 그러면 라마나야지 옹슈 아니 치수야지 견도로 통제 아니 지야 아니 가서 왔다 굴대쉬야 다 되네 숨어야다니 아니 시시하게 되고 지금 사이지 연구야 세상 당분에도 옹마시 몰라 라마나 제지의 대박 유나 아니 다 라미 군도네 옹슈야지 안 내가 심부래 세상 대박 또도 매매 시위 대박 된 보면아 마시는 약을 했어 어떻게 쉬야
In order to take a higher Yoga Tantra, to receive a higher Yoga Tantra, great initiation, you need irreversible faith in the person who is giving you the initiation. You need very stable faith. So this is non-negotiable. Yeah. This is very important. On top of that, you need irreversible faith. Irreversible faith in Tantra. You need to be very strong and stable faith in Tantra. So, especially having devotion, real devotion, in the Vajra Master who is giving you the initiation. That is extremely important. It's extremely important. So, otherwise, if your faith is not real, you don't have stable faith, devotion towards that person who is giving you the initiation. And then after taking initiation, then if you end up, generating negative thoughts towards the guru, some people even end up giving up the guru, criticizing the guru, then you will accumulate unbelievable heavy negative karma. Yeah? So this is something you need to consider. So if you don't have that strong irreversible faith towards the person who is giving you the initiation, then it's better not to take the initiation.
어떻게나 되는 매바이나 아니 대바야 혹시 매바이나 아니 제일 정치 세시다 어떻게 연구하래 재산도 삼양부 당제다 아니 대바시 유나 다양 최근식 대바여 것이 과해 어떤데래
So you need to think about it, yeah. So, yeah, you need this strong, irreversible faith in the Vajra Master who is giving you the initiation. If you don't have that, then it's better not to take the initiation. Because if you don't have that stable devotion, if you take the initiation, then you may end up experiencing or getting more loss than profit. Yeah. Okay, so having this very strong, stable devotion towards the person who is giving you the initiation is one of the criteria to take the initiation.
What did it? 배나 가서래야 온 직디 슈거래 강가 슈거래 직지부시나 디그레스에다 티와딘데 용기도 다디 온 슈자도 가나 아니 직다 고 길레 용기여래 온디 낭도 가나 길레 용기여래 아 제상 길레디 대시 다 소속의 치도바 도감이 두스 다디 소속 성을 못하네 아니 길레디 치도바 두나 로 중단이 원해 직다 걔는 제반하신 공격시 치고 그때 뒷마시오네 만다나 즉 눈두바시 고기하래 간에 눈두바시다 랍라 공격시 아니 성도 땅고 그래 뒷마시오네 거기 걔네 강화여바디 그러나 둔두 차셔바나 원시는 공격하고 그래 뒷면에 슈가 둔숨도 건다 둔숨 돼야지 아니 지금 소수 둔두고 둔게 있으니 담제 치도바시 고기하래
Then I also get questions, people ask me, should I take one initiation or all the initiations, And the answer is this, yeah. Well, it depends on whether you can keep the commitments or not. You have to, You have to look at the commitments. Yeah? The various initiations have their own commitments. So if you can hack it, you know, then do it. If not, then think twice. Yeah? Because when it comes to the daily recitation commitments example, actually the way to do the practice is to meditate and reflect and meditate. Not so much blah, blah, blah. But at least, even if you are able to blah, 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 you know, verbally recite the words every day without fail, that's like the minimum, okay? Take, for example, the six session Guru Yoga. Actually, it's meant to be meditated on. But at least, if you can at least just verbally recite the words, you know, every day, like, you know, like 3 times in the morning and 3 times at night, right? Then you'll be fulfilling, kind of fulfilling the commitment in a minimal way, yeah. All right, so you have to check whether you can commit to this or not, yeah.
Oh, tindare. Ta chidane de kasara ta. So so miluto. Ane chita sanje ite banache. Ane tinane na gite banache. Ane giwishi mon chenge de de mata. Onna ga pusun chobaji. Ane tuju tinde sambe kabla. Ane chita on shudo me yapore. Ko chidane wa chidane sina.
So, if I talk about this in a general way, now that we all have received a human life of freedoms and endowments, we have met with the Buddha's teachings, and in particular, we have now met with the Buddhist Tantra, and we have now access opportunity to receive teachings and initiation from a really qualified virtuous friend, you know? Right? Lama Sopa Rinpoche. So in general, if, you know, because of all of the coming together of all these conditions, then in general, it would be good if we can take the initiations. Yeah? It would be good in general, yeah. So as the saying goes, you know, if not now, then when?
Oh, tindare. Ta, on shuna ya kore. Ta, ya, shuni top matup se de, ya, shina samadhan. Ta, kazu shuna digirte, top matup se de samadhan.
But of course, you know, there is a difference between participating and taking initiation and receiving it, yeah. Or you can participate and take it for as many times as you like, yeah. But whether you actually receive it or not is a completely different matter, yeah. That means whether ujib or not, basically.
Okay. Huh? like my mother. She take numberless of initiation. You know? Whatever initiation, she go in. She take more than me. Which she don't have any proper lama, you know. Whoever give, what initiation they giving, she don't know. But she go. Money and money, you know. Then she come back, she say, oh, I received 255 initiation 1 month like that. I said, yeah, very good, I said. So I mean, she take as a blessing, leave the imprint, take as a blessing for her, you know, she don't really, she can't think much. So she's very simple, she go everywhere, make offering, devoted, listen, you know, but normally she don't know what commitment, she don't know anything, so she just do only omani pe meho. You know, her commitment is that, you know. But she lived happily, so like that. So, oh, Tokshin, Chesa, Tokshin, yeah, Kashi, I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the 간도 지도가 누가 믿어? 어떻게 공부해 보고 싶지? 아니지, 나? 옹슈가 심하다 야 콜링도 콜라디도 갈미도 세도 안 된도 쓰기 온라인에 편도기 매바데
고맙죠. And perhaps there are people who take initiations because their friends are taking it, therefore they feel no, they have to do, take it, otherwise they feel left out, no? or they feel that they are missing on something, they are missing out, no? Or they are losing out, you know. That is not the way to do. Yeah. This shouldn't be the reason at all. Shouldn't be a consideration at all for you to decide whether to take an initiation or not. Yeah. So you have to think of, for it yourself, whether you can fulfill the samayas and commitments. Yeah.
What day is it? Any Tanashin and Kashiti Mudu Tanapinata Tatunda? My lame you own the Chuna Digure, Takarina Tapin, Salam Gichita, Benata, Chunisha Shella, and she Tanaki Chunisha Shella, Tatunita, my lame you own Kairon Stona, Pisin Dictashi. A Digure Sanku.
So, anyway, I think that as long as you have received and highest yoga tantra great initiation, it can be any highest yoga tantra great initiation, that would be that is sufficient for you to qualify to receive explanation or teachings on the tantra, on the, especially the tantric paths and grounds.
Am I clear? Huh? Sudhi.
Yeah.
You know, the ask color jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Oh yeah, that ticket. Got it. Huh? Who?
Yeah. Can you say to me? Yeah. Yeah, no, he said to me that it doesn't matter, you guys don't understand anyway. That's why I laugh.
What? Hello. What the curry? Curry, sir. Punch curry. What punch?
It is mentioned in one of Jamyang Shepa's commentary on a particular generation stage practice, yeah, that this great Lama said, it is better to receive initiations, and it is good to receive many initiations because you place many virtuous imprints on the mind. And even if one goes to hell, because I'm not keeping the commitments and so forth, this great Lama said it's okay. Because you're going to hell because of an initiation, so it's all right.
What did that? Anishiya, that Anishiya, Bejatang, the Lama Kashiya, one is your own shudukon, some of the times it was sung to the Matu Yapo, some of the times it was on shukuratas, the machine.
Of course, there are also some great lineage lamas who have advised, who have said that before you take an initiation, you need to think well, see whether you'll be able to keep all the vows and commitments, and whether you can keep to all the recitation commitments. If not, then you will experience more loss than profit.
How did it that the number did it that on Shugina did it that Kosuita? We kill a con you by Chitum to some of Tang, Lamalet, and Tabay Yapu Yodam, and one is Tabay was then to sell a Sabatan, and he killed in the Chitu Sara Sama, that on Shuere.
So, in short, so in summary, so if you know in your heart that you have stable faith. Strong devotion, stable faith, irreversible faith, devotion towards the Vajra Master, the person who is giving you the initiation. And on top of that, if you have irreversible faith, stable faith in Tantra, and you think you're able to keep the vows and commitments and the daily recitation commitments, then it is okay to take the initiation.
Oh, today's Sabata, and it's in this and so that present Tubsara Samsung Dona, and it
So if you fulfill these prerequisites, you analyze well, you think that you possess these requisites, these requirements, then you should then decide, and then take the initiation. So as the saying goes, right, if not now, then when? There's no need to wait, right? And since especially the time of death is uncertain.
Oh, okay, daddy. That. Anichi, tell us something gumber damba, sent that thing, that is that's Kasana. Something gumgogress, something in middle shot in the pongogress. Any shinek, any punches, shinek and this gumgogyome, or dinam shasunguyare.
So the chapter that comes after the chapter on joyous perseverance in the Shantideva's engaging Bodhisattva deeds is the chapter on concentration or meditative. Stabilization. So here there's a discussion on the presentation on the need to develop concentration, and in order to develop calm abiding in particular, how one must abandon all the unfavorable conditions. And after that, there is a discussion or presentation on the manner or the way to go about meditating on calm abiding. So these are the three basically major outlines of chapter 8.
어떻게 다 뒤에 다 가르쳐나 다 신의 가르쳐나 신의 공급 그래 신의 공급이 아니 신의 공급이 규제는 어떻게 다 송해나래 뒤에 맞대다 전두 깨내니 이니 땡에서는 샤 쓰는 남바 양이미 니모치의 타는네 노던 쓰는 남바 남바 양과 미중으로 쓰다더나 신의 두고비 규제는 두고시 신의 가르친 두고 그래 소지 수비하래.
So what is why is there a need to develop calm abiding. Having developed joyous perseverance in that way, I should place my mind in meditative stabilization. The man whose mind is distracted dwells between the fangs of afflictions. Through isolation of body and mind, no distractions will occur.
어떻습니까? 딱 준비를 시작하는 시대 가장 시원한 신신다. 준조수리 야와로 조율로 쓴다. 오늘 지금 조심나 대바지 야와 강 쳐봐야나 조율 쓴지 아니 여 대바지로 준조수기야래. 근데 이게 아니 지금 준조 여바 짬기 아니 느끼야 말해. 준조 여나이 나고 이 신도 마야오 체체 아니 지금 그게 개별로 매고 제지 보시면은 아니 느끼야 말해. 제자다. 근데 개별로 제지면은 조심다 되면 안에 아니 기대 야와텔라 미고 제시도 내버신 야버도 고그래 숨고요래.
Well, as we have seen, in the previous chapter, so joyous perseverance is delight, right? Enthusiasm, taking delight in virtue, right? It means it refers to that. That happy, enthusiastic mind, when one is engaging in virtue. Yeah. But joyous perseverance alone is not enough. One needs to engage in virtue with a single-pointed state of mind.
어떠시니? 도다이니? 아니, 베기다. 존중단 되면 안에 딱 그 배는 삼대리 오지 않나 대자축 배는 토바치고 해서 오늘 지금 보겠다 좋습니다 되면 안에 강 냠내치에 강 공부하기 안에 지금 내대라 안에 토삼주관에 안에 보기 갈라 강삼지 안 좋도 쳐보라 안에 조별로지 구구하래 조별로지 뒤에네 안에 지금 보기 강 고매기 안에 지금 조샤텔라 토삼 또 갈라강 쳐보시고 해 기침 못하기하래.
So let's take for example our activity of here learning the Buddha Dharma. In this case, trying to find out about the practice of calm abiding, developing concentration. So in order to develop an understanding of the topic, we first must hear instructions on it, to listen to explanations on it. So when we listen to an explanation on this, we have to do it with a happy mind, an enthusiastic mind, a mind that is very interested, that takes delight in hearing about the instructions, about it takes delight in finding out about the techniques for developing calm abiding, and so forth. Yeah, and a mind that takes delight in finding out about this particular topic, and in the process, then to remove any kind of misconceptions or lack of understanding of the topic. Yeah.
어떤듯이 다 디네시 아니시다 양보시 충분하나 디네 아니시다 이 등연설은 양보를 샤워 세시다 아니시다 가서라 보기 아니 내 양보도 다 내 구스무 디네라 조시 아니시다 가서네 엠비네스 조시 아니 공개해 숨기어래.
So after one has removed all kinds of all the wrong conceptions, misconceptions, and a lack of understanding of how to develop calm abiding, once you have removed all these doubts and wrong understandings and so forth, and once you have acquired a correct understanding of how to go about developing calm abiding, then you take those instructions to heart by actualizing it in isolation.
어떻습니까? 아니 지금 다 보겠다. 선 찢지 마시다. 변화 자와 강 잡아들라. 아니 보기 선 찢지도 샤시. 아니 정화다 고배. 아니 지금 진대기 아니. 그래서는 남의도 마찬가지 그래서 어떻습니까?
So the kind of concentration that should be developed is the kind of a single-pointed state of mind that is not influenced by excitement and laxity.
어떤데 신다고 찢어지고 숨 찢어지고 그래 기침 붙여버려. 다 근데 아니지 전도 여봤지 아니지 또 숨 여봤지 다 숨 찢어지고 지면아. 아니 그냥 가려야겠다. 봐.
So if one has enthusiasm for virtue, you take delight in virtue. But when you engage in virtue, you don't have that single-pointed focus. You don't have that single-pointed state of mind. Then what's wrong?
어, 다 대체바이나 아니 가려울스나 다 가려울스나 랑이 쓴디 아띠 쓴 쓰셔버리면나 랑이 쓴디 아니 보기다 옹보 다 유다메라 트셰 다 초쪽이 유라 아니 지 보기 유라 트셰 아니 남부를 영주 그래 남부를 영제 아니 유몽보 망부시 지게제 아니 지다 가르스나 아니 랑마 균중해 근데 균중해 긴기 아니 타바 두번 미치시 타바 두번도 마시 수그레스 어떻게 숨겨야 돼?
So what's wrong if we don't have we are not able to focus when we are engaging in virtue we don't have the single-pointed state of mind. So if we don't have that single-pointed state of mind, then we become easily distracted by the various objects, yeah, like form, sound, smell, taste, touch, even objects of the mental consciousness. Yeah. So then the mind becomes easily distracted, no? Moving from one object to the other. Yeah. And because of these distractions, then many faults arise in our minds. Yeah. And that makes it difficult yeah, for us to achieve freedom, to achieve liberation.
어떻시니 다 어때 난 소원 시래 다 가서래 보기 앞에 뜨는 자네 손도 앞에 나다 다 진신 다 진신 두 번째 다 면도에서 이기라 랑 대대배나 안 진신 두 번째 남산 가두이나 다 사쇼쇼 소 좀을 치해 빼라 자제 대낭신 아니 지 소소 쓴 지식 보지 마배나 남도 이기라 내대배나 대진이 니몽로 소원 망보 제시 아니 타바드베기 아니 시도 어디 자원이 매발소야시 어디 숨겨서래.
So if we don't have single-pointed state of mind, then we will be like a person that is you know standing in the midst of all kinds of dangerous wild creatures, no? And then they are just waiting to consume us. No? So if we don't have a single-pointed state of mind, if our minds are constantly distracted, then we will be literally like dwelling in the fangs of the afflictions. Yeah? You know, our minds will be you know surrounded and under the influence of all different kinds of afflictions, and then they will cause us harm, and then that will sever or basically take away any chance of achieving liberation.
어떻게 찾아다 갔었나다 선. 지식과 고그래 스타트 순간을 다 쓴 지식과지 과시 다 쓴 지식과면 아니 다 가서 해보기 다다다 쓴 지식과 고비 주체에서 어떻게 순간을
Yeah, so basically this is an explanation on the need you know, to have a single-pointedness of mind.
어떻게 다 대측 다만 얘기 나면 가대식 본 고그래 스타트 다 순간을 또 다 눈이 예외 눈 쓴다 영원히 남으로 영원히 미중호수다 되겠다 남의 지도로 봉시나 서티레 증이 되겠다 랜송해
So then how do we achieve a single-pointedness of mind? So we need to abandon distractions through isolating ourselves physically and mentally.
어떡시네. 아. 다톤 다티레 페나 가서라. 다다티레 포기다. 아데나 소마나 시레다. 소소다 오네지다 보기다. 섬 제접을 중요해지나 아니식 미망보다 다 상하승이 제사기 아니식 미다면 망보여서 상하승이 제사라 아니 디데 네디 빵고야 왔다가 나시 아니 소소기다 남도 다 되변 남도 로스부터 메다 융하든지 다 아니 메바 수고 그랬어 어디 메바 수니 아니 땡이지 죽도 그랬어 어째서 뭐야
In if a person who is intent on cultivating calm abiding and who is intent on developing single-pointedness of mind would have to isolate himself or herself physically, not hanging around, living in places where there are a lot of many people moving around, or basically not to get involved in the hustle and bustle of life. One has to isolate physically from those situations, and then mentally one has to be careful about giving attention to those all kinds of discursive thoughts, like such as desire and attachment. One has to free, kind of distance yourself from those distractions.
어떡시니 다디 지단다 남주다 보기 당어서 레타보아라 다시네 주인도 가라 아니지 보겠다 지게 계시부 시작이어래 제자 강 구슴스 어떤데 충분이나 아니지 다저 다시네 중요 온도 시네 숨겨래 다시네 중요지나 다네 강 구슴스 중나 거다 시네 주발라 다 등에 두고요래
So in general, in order to for a beginner who wants to cultivate and actualize calm abiding, then the external environment choosing the correct the suitable external environment becomes very important. Yeah. Of course, this explanation is from from the perspective of somebody who is intent on developing calm abiding. So the external environment becomes very important. So the teachings tell us that we need to isolate ourselves physically, and we need to stay and live in a place that is very quiet, very, very quiet.
어때래? 저장하죠? 아니, 지금 레타보아, 아니, 쌤, 뭐, 도와야죠? 아니, 남도 깨, 남도 깨쳐서 해봐래. 깨쳐서 해서, 아, 치, 깨지, 테나? 아니, 남산 깨, 남도 깨쳐서 해봐래. 제장다. 디네이상, 그, 내, 엠바, 세디, 송해, 찍대래. 당연히 가드지나? 그, 유지, 태바다가나? 아니, 남도 짜면은 깨, 그, 싱어져라. 그러봐. 디네이상, 오늘 신의 두께나? 틸레다. 밭대에서 양을 두고야지. 어디쯤나 다 신의 두바나 편도 채용해 어디 숨겨래.
Well, as beginners, it's obvious, right? Our minds get distracted very easily, isn't it? Just by hearing something or seeing something, and then all kinds of thoughts, discursive thoughts, afflictions, and negative thoughts, and whatsoever distractions, they arise easily, isn't it? As soon as an object, we come into contact with an object, all kinds of distractions, discursive thoughts, and afflictions arise. Yeah. So therefore, living in a very quiet environment that is not busy becomes very important for a beginner who seeks to actualize calm abiding.
미튼쇼포 담바 스타토다 아니시다 땡즈 두발라 땡즈 미튼쇼토 빵고 그래 스타토다 드네마 송해
In order to to develop calm abiding one must abandon the unfavorable conditions.
어떻게니? 다 되나마 되는 지금 방치하시 남부럽다고 용수토로 쓰다던다디 다 되나마 서저 건가 쪽에 있는 미시 다 되나마 독수나도다 되는 지금 방치하시 남부럽다고 용수토로 어떻게니? 다 신들기 믿을 줄도 들고 그래 소독수시다.
So in order to actualize karma abiding, we have to discard, you know, all the discordant factors here. And this is indicated by the last two lines of the second verse here. Therefore, I should abandon the world and completely discard conceptualizations.
어떻게니? 다 신에게 믿은 척 세리다. 다 지금에 다 둔지 세리 믿은 척 시작하래. 상아 다 둔지 세리 뻥고래스. 아니 진실로 그 똑같은 저 다 남한테 저 신에게 믿은 척 시작하래. 다 둔지 뻥고래스.
So the external discordant factors of calm abiding are basically the busy life. So, in order, we need to abandon the hustle and bustle of this modern life, busy life. And then, mentally, we have to discard, to distance ourselves from all kinds of distractions, mental distractions.
어떻게니? 근데 딱 먼저 딱 눈질을 가와디, 딱 또 눈질 뻥부터 와서 눈질을 가와디, 눈질이 내가 내버디 다 신에게 믿은 시작을 하래. 근데 이제 근데 눈질은 눈질 용해디 가려서 같이 신고를서나 저쪽다 눈질은 가와 용해기 유로디 아니 이제 가려서 이제 차지 유구하래. 제산다 디 용호송하서 눈질은 먼저 전에 대단 재미도 하지 아니 가든 대라 주가디 봉국에서 디 가듯이 중화돼서 다 또다 용호송하서 이 말해.
So in order to engage in the practice of actualizing calm abiding, we have to abandon a busy life, isn't it? We have to isolate ourselves physically, isn't it? But why are people unable to do that? Why are people unable to stop living a busy life? Because people like a busy life. People like the hustle and bustle, they just like it, you know. And because they are attached to it, yeah. So in order to be able to even physically isolate ourselves from a busy life, we first must identify what are the causes that make us want to be stuck in a busy life before we can actually give up a busy life.
어떻게니? 다 됐어라. 다 지단을 잡이 좀 모소와 서도 잡이 치다 예소라. 시비지된 미동대 스타토다.
And what is the cause of us being stuck, or taking a liking to living a busy life, you know? And the answer is in the next verse, right? Because of attachment and due to craving for material gain and the like. The world is not abandoned.
어떻게냐? 재산다 예나 소만한 시래. 다 담보 아니지? 다 맞죠? 다 잡에 온게 다 디세브이 말해. 다 잡에 온게 아니 둔지 뻥부터 말이 용구야래. 재산다 잡아디 간대시키기 어렸으나 다 담다 밖에 담보 달아 잡이 잡아 제시. 다 아니지? 가서래. 담보 아니 말씀을 직다 쓰나미도 다 달아서 잡아 말씀을 직다 깨제 되네 아니씩 나겨워지면 직다 깨 나겨워지면 샴바 깨 어디 숨겨래.
Well, it is very obvious that we are not able to give up this busy life because of attachment. It is so plain obvious, right? So in dependence upon grasping at a self, you know the technical language is the, you know, have, because of the view of the transitory collection, isn't it? Because of holding on to an eye, then there comes to, then from that arises, you know, a grasping at mind, holding on to some, to that which is mine, right?
Oh, that day, since any she ngai ta ngai any ta chi nyapa kuti what to do ta any she ta chan yung de she ta 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 tira to ta ma ju zu che ne any chapa ta me te ji mi te ta te la che mi chapa any she yung de she o tira es
yeah arising from this holding on to a real eye, and which then, and from that, you know, then you hold on to those things as belonging to mine, these are mine, right? Then we develop all kinds of attachment, isn't it? For all kinds of things,
yeah?
Well, we should analyze for ourselves. Yeah, we look at our own experience. You know? So whenever we get upset or whenever we get attached to something, you know, whenever attachment arises, right? Whatever affliction it may be, yeah, so it always these afflictions always arise in relation to an identity of a self, who we identify ourselves with. Yes, yeah. There's this feeling of I, isn't it? Right. First, there's this very strong feeling of I. You know, when we hold on to it, you know? Based on this, then we get attached to the I, attached to I and me, and then from that, you know, then either attachment arises or anger arises. You know?
I guess,
for us, I think it's clear, no? Really. Yeah. We can tell, yeah, the bigger the ego we have, the more important we, you know, the more basically attached we are to this sense of I, you know, then the anger, the attachment, and on the other affliction that arise in dependence on those attitudes, you know, are much stronger, isn't it? Right?
this samudra na ngon shi tui shi pen na ta yidu ngon chu shi nang che chi ta ngon yidu ngon chu shi nang che chapa ji ge yo re.
Just think of your own experience here. So, in general, when an attractive object presents itself to us, usually we develop attachment for it, right? And when an unpleasant object comes into sight, or when we think of an unpleasant object, then usually we react with aversion, isn't it? Anger. Isn't it the case? You think about it, yeah. Why are we attached to certain things, and why are we averse to others? Yeah. The reason why we are attached to certain things or certain people is because they appear as pleasant and attractive to me. And the reason why we get upset with certain situations or certain people is because those situations or those people appear to me, as unpleasant as disgusting. So it's always related to the I.
세브레도 자자다 변한다 강사 신시 소소 초보들의 이도와 남겨두시니 소소 작업하기 기금이도
This is clear, isn't it? We don't get attached to a person or an object because that object or that person appears as pleasant to your friend.
자자 다시 삼아도 다도 상가라 남겨두시다 나한테 쉬우지 대화 친구 차대 자자다
Isn't it? We don't get attached or we don't get upset because an unpleasant or attractive object is appearing to my friend or an unattractive object is appearing to my friend. You know? That's not how it works, right? Because an attractive object or person is appeared, you know, in as attractive in the view of the I, me. Therefore we get attached. Right, we get very attached, right?
Yeah. 어떠신데? 근데 인상 다 텐데기 아니지 보기 딱 오늘지 보기 가서래. 저선 딱 말아 잡아 잡아. 다 맞잡으면 진진세리다. 최선 수준부 유연도 갈라. 아니 대단 대시다. 자고 치료 줘야 공도 치료 줘야지 다 용대야 쓰고 이 말에.
So the stronger we are attached to the I, the stronger we cherish this I, the stronger will the attachment and anger that arise in dependence on those attitudes. Yeah. This is very obvious, isn't it?
똑신이 다 딘데 삼로 땅 토네 다 아니시 바기다 맞지 맞지 땅 마 그래 땅 맞진 다 맞진 뭐 맞진 등이 다 중으로 땅 거야기 아니시 다 탑지 지구기 아래 뒤 땅 투바이나 아니시 다 뒤 장배 다 잡아 공도세에 대해 나 중으로 줘야지.
Therefore, it is important to strive in a method that will reduce our grasping at the I. Because if we are able to reduce this ego grasping, then the anger, attachment, and the affliction that arise in dependence upon this ego grasping would be weaker as well.
어딘데인상 어따 딘데기 답실라 땅에서 된 손에 변하다 가사기 보기다 따 변하 두다오만의 시기 따 딘데기 답실라 땅 어째서 전세대 충으로 땅에 답실라 안에 시기 두다 면다오 시기다 따에 남실라도 용구도 와 변하다 당시로 왕시기 동화 땅을 패배 란제집의 지역이 동화 땅을 패배 티납샤 아 조조 티바레 보기다 맞으면 맞진디 자완에다 매고 수두고에 맞대네 누가 충으로 당하겠지도 딱 딱저 나와 지기 동안 섬도 당해 라지 때문에 저기 동안 세대 섬도 당해 어디네 말해.
So therefore, as a method to eliminate or at least reduce this ego grasping, then we have the presentation of the view, the presentation on the nature of reality, right? And if you remember your study of tenets, you know there are four Buddhist tenets, right? Four Buddhist philosophical views, and they each have their own presentation as to what the I or what the self is, right? So, starting with the explanation on how there isn't such a thing as a permanent, unitary, and independent I or self, isn't it? Then you have a then you have also an explanation on how the self, or the person does not exist in a self-sufficient, substantially existent way, right? So although in reality, an understanding of the I or the person in these ways, in such a way, will not eliminate ego grasping from the root, but they will help at least to reduce the ego grasping.
어때들 제가 밖에 갈소래 밖에 따뜻다 당시라고 또 쓰는 말씀 했다 근데 맨날 풍보를 퇴시해 봤다 풍보를 퇴시해 아니시겠다 다 딱바시 되어봐이나 다 풍보를 퇴시해 당시 여 말했어 따뜻다 당시라고 또 쓰는 했다 근데 풍보를 퇴시해 당시 아니 여 말했어 풍보 싫어나 풍보를 퇴시해 당시 아니 매봤다 혹시
So when we talk about the emptiness or the lack of a permanent, unitary and independent self, so whether we use these complicated terms or not, the point, what is it saying? It's basically saying that there isn't an I that is separate in entity from the body. There isn't such an I. And there isn't such, basically there isn't a permanent, and there isn't an unchanging I that is of a separate entity from the body.
어떠시니? 다 디나마다 가서 변했다야. 란제트비 저기 동안세디 돈다니. 아니 양치가 저 섬나 구다다. 치러내나 다 풍배 낭도 유그래. 풍배 촉배등도 유그래서 다 풍배 낭도 야 풍보로 온 줄지 언니 온 주니게 다시 여가래서. 다 란제트비 저기 동안세디 배신다. 가서 보기. 풍부의 습도, 다 풍부의 낭도, 풍부로 온중에 다시 여러분에서다 대여만했습니다.
So that's roughly what the lack of a permanent, unitary, and independent self. That's what roughly what it means. Yeah. Then you have got a more
낭도, 풍부로 온중에 라제비 다시 여만했어도.
So then you have then the next an explanation which is a little bit more refined is the you know the explanation of a of how a person does not exist as self-sufficient, substantially existent. Yeah. What it's basically saying is that there isn't, so if the I is not outside, then is there an I inside, you know, somewhere within the body or mind? You know? So when we say that the I, there isn't a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, what it means is that amongst, inside the body and mind, there isn't something in there that is the controller or the owner of the body and mind.
다 돈다긴 티래. 다 되게 돈해. 다 가서래. 다 보기다. 나 세리다. 나 디데시다 소소리다 보기다. 딱스랑 원수들지 봐. 란제트비 제수 좀 받지 봐. 어 디데 안에 지금 들러라 철기 어디 나야. 삼로 단도 가라. 디데시 여 말해. 제 삼로지 코리도 가나. 다
We do have these wrong conceptions, you know. There are times where you know we may, you know, we think that there is this. We have there's this me. The real me is actually something distinct from this body and mind. You know? It is an unchanging entity, and which exists separate from my body and mind. That's the real me. You know? So, but when we think about it logically, we analyze, you know, then when we see that such an I has never existed and will never exist, then it helps, you know, to reduce, you know, that kind of grasping, you know, that as such a kind of I, you know, which then leads to other problems. Yeah? Like similarly, when we when we understand that we ourselves, that this me, is not self-sufficient, it does not exist substantially, you know, then it also is very helpful in reducing that kind of very strong coarse, you know, grasping, and clinging on to an I.
어, 딘데시네. 다, 깡, 아진데, 총을 두고 가라. 다, 아진데, 총을 침바이나, 딜레 깨베, 어, 뺀다, 가서 가라, 보겠다. 좌바다, 딜레 깨베, 당화 세디, 다, 다, 망의 총을 두고 가라.
So, if we are able to weaken, these, wrong conceptions, then, those afflictions that arise, due to those wrong conceptions, will also be weaker. So the first two lines of verse number three, yeah, is saying that independence on ego grasping, holding on to an I, a real I, then grasping at mind arises, and from that one, you know, develops attachment for sentient beings. And also develop attachments for external objects like wealth, prosperity, reputation, and so forth.
어 도시네 자다다 왔다기 쉬워나 시네 도시네 다 돈다니 거기 가서 왔다 다 말아 어 그래 돈다기 들에 다 디네마 아니지 가서 갈라 찍었어.
So this explanation or basically is the approach of the Great Exposition School and the Sutra School, yeah. Because they assert that all the afflictions and problems arise from holding on to an I, right? Basically holding on to an I as self-sufficient, substantially existent. Because of that, and then one develops attachment, anger and so forth, and then comes all the problems. So you'll be able to stop that, you know? So we are able to counteract or overcome this grasping at a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, and then we will be able to remove all the afflictions. So as such, you know, for the Great Exposition School and the Sutra School, they talk about the selflessness of persons only. They don't have an explanation or a presentation on the selflessness or phenomena.
Oh, to so ne. That dinne ma ani chi da sam sam ba ani chi uma ba so so ne. That tapo shi mu chu de kap la ani chi ha kang sa ge dam me de di chi gu mi chi ban chu ge dam me ge nam sha ang song che. That to da yin. That din nu ba shi ru zai shi. That ka shi na kang sa ani kang sa ran che de bi jie su ma du ma se kang nang che yu de ya ani. 자원이는 두여 말해, 수당 원이 그 두여 말해, 쓰니다. 아, 섬들 깔라, 치료도 두여 말해, 탐재 보세, 쓰도 그 두발에 쓰니다. 다양하고, 누가 치료 두고 그래, 유일한 유신이게 때문에, 땅 아당, 마이 보기 진성 유인이게 때문에, 따라시 치료도 맞추고, 아니지, 따라란 유바도 우마베 깔라이나, 따 대파로 맞추고, 뒤에 섬도 땅에 토네, 아니, 유일한 유신이가 대파로 맞추고, 뒤에 토네, 따, 아니지, 보기, 당세, 다 매바 써야겠다 야. 답 저도 좋아서 숨해.
Then the mind only school and the middle way school On top of their respective presentations on the selflessness of persons, they also present a selflessness of phenomena. As such, they put forth they put forth methods which are more powerful in dealing with ego grasping. So basically, what they are saying is that phenomena do not exist in the way they appear, right? So let's say for the mind-only school, they assert that external objects do not exist, right? Although there is the appearance of external objects, right? Phenomena existing as a separate entity from consciousness, yeah. But in reality, that is a mistaken appearance. That is a wrong. That's wrong. It is not. So they present a selflessness of phenomena in that things do not exist. There are no external objects. Everything is just a reflection of the mind, so to speak. Then in the middle way school, so in general, they present a selflessness of phenomena in the sense that all phenomena that exist do not exist truly, although they appear to exist truly. So because of this presentation of the selflessness in terms of the perceiver and the perceived, therefore, their methods at counteracting ego grasping is much more powerful.
Oh, tuhine, ta today ni ta ngan nang ne matu ban nasi, ngalat nang ju cuit dia, ane nawa tu tuhio manis. Oh, today ni tindae sama tay tu ngalat, pokok tangzin tuhaya lah, ane sih nubu ciri tuhaya sih. Oh, tiap hari.
So in short, basically, you know, the minor tenets, right? Present a selflessness of phenomena, and in essence, basically, what they are saying is that in general, what they are saying is that although things, phenomena appear to exist in a certain way, but in reality, they don't exist in the way they appear. They don't exist in the way you appear. What you see is not what you get, basically. So therefore, that presentation. Is a very powerful way that the understanding their presentations of how things exist, is a very powerful way to counteract our afflictions.
You understand? Is still New Year mood? No. Finish, yeah? Okay. That's in the Risha. That's in the Risha. Chabé jung mo suwa sa kita chik chusha ta ta kare sa mas chida pong wa sa ta ta tira ta ane chik ta tina ma sungu yo sa re ta tanda ti me to ta chabá pong wa tamba dewe di ta yon pong la kebe di ta chabar cha sa ta ane chik chabá tuksin ta namdo yunga di to chabé jen ta bagi ta tunzen la kawa di chabé jen chini yungu yo re ane chabá di pong gu re sa ne ta 아니 랑돌라 쳐봐 키 넘줘도 돼봐 나 랑돌라 쳐봐 남기 아니 쳐봐도 저 뽕고래 남도도 저 뽕고래 소득스네 숨해
since attachment is the cause for taking a delight in a busy life since attachment is the cause for taking delight in, living this normal life, where, life is so busy and then, we go around looking for material gain and wealth and power and repetition, right? Therefore, if you want to achieve single-pointedness of mind, then you have to act against this attachment to this busyness of life, right? Which then gives rise to many kinds of discursive thoughts and distractions. So therefore, I shall entirely abandon these, the skilled or the wise, analyze in this way. Okay, bah, yeah.
어떻게 다 달랑돌라 아니지 아니 캐반남기 랑저도 돌신나라 캐반남기 다 원에 채나신기 아니 캐반나신 아니 캐바르차 냠슬랑어차 소도신의 소에
yeah so so the skilled or the wise you know will analyze in this way yeah what they need to cultivate and what they need to discard
어두시네 다 드네마 아니시 있다 잡아 본지 니보 무슨 왔다 다 니보 다 요소 왔다 시내랍도 되네 하동이 니모 넘버셔가 시진데 도마시네 저세 대안이 지금 잡아면 뭔가 좁스다
Then what is the antidote that will enable us to abandon attachment? Verse 4, having understood that afflictions are completely destroyed, by special insight endowed that is endowed with calm abiding. First of all, I should search for calm abiding. Further, this is achieved with joy by those unattached to the world.
어떻게 다 돈다니 아니시 있다는 게 믿다라 아니 보기 쓴 쓰시고 공부를 집에 아니시 가르쳐내 보기 공부를 치지 아니 지화당 고바당 어떤 저 아니식 바 대시 아니식 단 류신장이 대회 심에 땡에서 터미도 가라 다 신에 터봐 세대 죽어야 돼
When is calm abiding achieved? Calm abiding is achieved when one gains a single-pointedness of mind that is divorced from excitement and laxity, and that is endowed with physical and mental pliancy.
어떠시니? 대대게 아니시겠다. 바 신에디 약보지 두시 아니시겠다. 대대네 아니시. 대대네 아니시겠다. 아니시 돈이 검체 아니시 돈이나 맥배 아니시. 나 사동수 토요도 가라. 아니 보겠다. 일본. 주매기 단념보도시 레마시 수고야래
So on the basis of having achieved this calm abiding then one meditates on emptiness and come the day when one actualizes the special insight that focuses on emptiness For the first time, one would come to possess the actual antidote to the afflictions. The tool, one will come to possess the tool with which one will be able to actually hurt and destroy ignorance.
어떠시네? 제가 다 신의 세대 따뜻한 팀을 보겠다. 신 맥발라 제주도 내변 안에 아니 그 신장에 대해서 봤지 아니 거기 아래 다 활동을 세야지 야 지금 신에게 신의 토잡이 제라 신에야 나야 보겠다 보기 동건이나 제바치지 아니지 제바치바 티 더블 탕배 난 신장에 대화지 토고기 아래 어디도 신에 다 활동 토와서야지 어디래
So calm abiding as I've said you know, is put it simply, it's a single-pointed mind that is free of excitement and laxity, and it is endowed with basically the bliss of physical and mental pliancy. After you have achieved such a mind, this kind of concentration, calm abiding, then the meditator proceeds on to meditate on emptiness. And he engages in analytical meditation. on emptiness, yeah. But special insight is not a special insight focusing on emptiness is not achieved until the time when the analytical meditation on emptiness is able to induce the bliss of physical and mental pliancy. So if that analytical meditation on emptiness is able to induce physical and mental the bliss of physical and mental pliancy, then that becomes a special insight focusing on emptiness. So there is the bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is induced through meditative stabilization, through placing the mind single pointedly on a chosen object of observation. Yeah. Right? So a mind that is able to focus single pointedly on a chosen object without any laxity and excitement and also possesses the bliss of physical and mental pliancy, such a mind is called calm abiding, right? So it is a calm abiding is a mind that possesses the bliss of physical and mental pliancy, right? But this bliss of physical and mental pliancy it comes about through placing the mind single pointedly on an object. But there is also the bliss of physical and mental pliancy that arises due to in analysis. So the bliss of physical and mental pliancy that arises that is induced by analysis, you know. So the mind that possesses this bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is induced through analysis is called special insight.
어 도시네 자산 데라 소나 시레 통말 아니시겠다 거기 갈 수라 자나 다 딜라 까스 보고 소나 다 님모 님보 수도가라 다 토다 돈이 또게 하동지 아니 줄라 깨고 그래스 아니 돈이 때베 하동 줄라 깨발라 팀발라 아니 시네지 냐바도 죽고 그래스 아니 시네 맞어봐 아니 시 하동 줄에 여 말에서 어떻게 쓰고요래
So in the context of this verse, yeah, verse number 4, the special insight here, mentioned here is the special insight that is focused on emptiness. Yeah, it is only this such a special insight that is focused on emptiness that is a tool to overcome ignorance. Yeah. So in order to overcome the afflictions, we have to generate I'll actualize the special insight focusing on emptiness. But in order to develop this special insight focusing on emptiness, one must first actualize calm abiding.
Oh, Tokshin, Chasata, Tat, Tata, Tat, Tat, Do you cover that? Tire, that Shinya Matuba, Lautan Tuba, yes, or Tokshin, Tat.
So, of course, this explanation of how one must develop calm abiding prior to special insight is an assertion of sutra. So, in general, that's the procedure according to sutra. In order for the mind to act as an antidote to the afflictions, in particular to ignorance, that mind must see emptiness clearly. Emptiness must appear very clearly to that mind. So in order for emptiness to appear clearly to the mind first must be able to abide single-pointedly on the object emptiness. So within the ability to abide single-pointedly on the object, in this case emptiness, then that would allow the meditator to experience a clear appearance of emptiness, through which he will then come to see emptiness clearly and then directly. However, one will not be able to overcome the afflictions just by having a single-pointed mind. So if one has not, if one does not realize the object emptiness, so no matter how concentrated, you know, how stable and how clear a concentration you may have, you know, you will not be able to overcome the afflictions. Well, this is clear. If you look at those beings, the gods of the form and formless realms. Yeah. So in order to be born into the form and formless realms, you must have already achieved karma abiding. You must have, you must have it, right? No choice, yeah? So if you look at the gods of the form realm, starting from the level of the first concentration, then the second concentration, third concentration, fourth concentration, then you have the four levels of the formless realm, all the way up to the highest level of samsara, which is called the peak of existence, right? Sitze. These people, yeah, have unbelievable concentration, you know? Right? They can just stay focused for yawns, you know? But they still have to take rebirth after the karma finishes, yeah, for that rebirth, isn't it? So this is very clear. Yeah? This shows that they still have the afflictions, yeah, in their mental continuum, because they have not abandoned ignorance. Therefore, they have no choice but to take rebirth. Yeah.
Shine dhruve de, zozo lhatan dhruve shidure, lhatan dhruguwa de, zozo ba, pagita nganzo da, chakpo chungsa ge shi, pagita ngzi ngin se di, meba suya shidu, jizan da lhatan dhruguwa, lhatan dhruva la, shine ngwa la dhruguwa, tindeji ma shungba ina, ane nganzo da, pagita koya zawa la, ane neba shidugu ma re, so ti sungu ya re.
So the purpose, the main purpose of actualizing karma abiding is so that we have the means and the capital to actualize a special insight. And the purpose of actualizing special insight, focusing on emptiness, is to destroy our ego, right? Our ignorance, our afflictions. Yeah? Right? In order to destroy our afflictions, we must have special insight focusing on emptiness. But prior to actualizing special insight focusing on emptiness, one must have the karma abiding. So that's the reason why there's this discussion on the need for karma abiding here. Yeah. Well, if you remember the, you know, the discussion on the five paths and ten grounds, right? So when is the path of preparation achieved? So the path of preparation is attained when one develops or actualizes the special insight focusing on emptiness. So when we achieve the special insight focusing on emptiness, we achieve the heat stage or the heat level of the path of preparation. So when one achieves the special insight focusing on calm abiding, because I'm focusing on emptiness, right? Then one achieves simultaneously the path of preparation. And once you enter the path of preparation, so on the path of preparation, on those different levels of the path of preparation, one actually gains, you know, the ability to actually harm or suppress or harm the manifest apprehension of true existence, right? One is able to act, you know, in some way against a dualistic appearance.
Oh, toxine. Today, ma, ta, ane si today je ni teka ni na to chung chung pan ane meba chadla. Today, ma, ta, today tobi ane tongba ni musumu tong tobe ane today tholam seri tongse. Today, ma, ta, pagita karasora pagi. Ane unjo chupu maseta unda karasora unda sabun tuzola.
So progressively, you know, on the path of preparation, the yogi gains the ability, you know, to suppress or to at least, you know, to overcome the manifest apprehensions of true existence. Yeah? And with the gradual diminishment of dualistic appearance, yeah, his ability to harm the manifest apprehension of true existence increases. Yeah? And then there comes to a point where when all the dualistic appearances has subsided, you know, then the yogi that sees the emptiness directly. Yeah? And so when the yogi, the meditator achieves, when it sees emptiness directly, not only is he able to harm the manifest apprehensions of true existence, but when he sees emptiness directly, he then is able to abandon also the artificial conceptions of true existence.
독세 아니 디 사본아 아니 가르신다 같이 두배 어떻게
Yeah, so the person who realizes emptiness directly is able to overcome the artificial conceptions of true existence, together with its seeds. Then on the first to the eighth ground of the path of meditation, the meditator progressively is able to harm the apprehension of true existence together with its seeds, to harm the innate apprehension of true existence together with its seeds. Yeah. And come, and when he reaches the eighth ground, the meditator is able to destroy the innate apprehension of true existence together with its seeds. Right?
Oh, tindesine. Ta tanda nyumbu tere kasa nuka tanya ko tunyi tobi sharak tigi ta nyumbu nyumbu chita. Ta tanda yin spena ta solam, jolam, kolam, tolam, sta tolam, kolam, saite tanda yin ta pangi ta tunyi tobi lodi ta tabi chane ta nuba shiru tuyashi. Ta titane nuba shiru tuyo tobi ani nyumbu ba rakba ne ani tola pa tukusi ni wanyi cheche ani tar ani chi pang che ta
So from the first to the eighth ground, yeah, so the meditator gains the ability to overcome the innate apprehension of true existence together with his seeds, yeah, through a path that unifies both method and wisdom. So through such a union of method and wisdom, the bodhisattva is able to destroy the apprehension of true existence, the innate apprehension of true existence together with its seeds on the eighth ground, right? So basically, if you look at the five paths and ten grounds, you can look at it from the angle of how one comes to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness and how that wisdom progresses. How that wisdom progresses, right? So as one moves from one path to the other, due to the factor of method, the wisdom realizing emptiness becomes more and more powerful. More and more powerful, yeah. Then, so, yeah, due to the factor of method, right? Then the wisdom realizing emptiness becomes more and more powerful as the bodhisattva moves from path to path and from ground to ground. And so, so with the support of method, yeah, then the bodhisattva is able to overcome even the predispositions of ignorance, yeah. And when even the subtlest stains, the subtlest predispositions of ignorance are removed, then the bodhisattva becomes Buddha, becomes and achieves the Mahayana path of no more learning.
Otoshin, Tida, Tatil, Dai, Konyagati Shimwa, Repena Kasanta, Sakdong, Tonilamim, Sakdong, Karsin, Tukukur, Sena, so Tati Nagati Shimwa, Tonilamim, Sakdong, Matobaina, then you mono Kujab to Yama, that of the Zuns. Tati Tikarina, that Pena Nimu Mava Savaya, and Tony Tongo, the Karina, Satya, Mazutana, ships are to us, so Tanguya.
Okay, the point that you must focus on is this, yeah. In order to destroy our afflictions, we have to develop the actualized, the special insight, focusing on emptiness. Okay, so that's the point, yeah. But why is this the case? You know? That's what we need to ask ourselves, and that's what we really need to think, and think and analyze in detail, you know, to understand, you know, basically to answer this question, why? Why do I need this? Why do I need to actualize this one day? Why do I need to have the wisdom realizing emptiness? And in particular, why do I need this special insight, yeah, focusing on emptiness? Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 자자 따뜻히 좀 러면아 아니 잡아 독무 집에 굉장히 신고구야 돼 변하다 따뜻히 좀 러면아 따 잡아 독무 집에 굉장히 신고로다 그거.
What we need to really understand is, for example, why we will not be able to overcome our attachment if we don't realize emptiness. We need to be able to answer that for ourselves. We need to see clearly for ourselves and be able to answer this question. Why, if I don't realize emptiness, there's no way whatsoever I can overcome my attachment.
Oh, today, I'm going to talk about Marzina ten yungu yares, that Marzin, never Mason, and is it Koala, 콜대시 잡이어레스 제자다 나지 메바수고레스 다 나지 메발라 다 다음에 또 로고그레스 다 대수고여와
was as we saw early on one of the earlier verses said that if as long as we hold on to an eye, a real eye, we grasp at an eye, then we will always there was always room, opportunity to develop an anger and attachment, right? So if that's the case, no, for as long as we don't get rid of this grasping at an eye, there's no way we can overcome attachment. So in order to overcome, to destroy this ego grasping, clinging on to a real eye, in order to overcome that, then the only antidote is to realize the selflessness.
어디래? 나 대사부터 쏠라야 파야 파 가소야 주어 땅지. 땅 맞지 매발라니 동반이 가르친 또고 그랬어.
Well, having said this, then another question that you must really think about and ask yourself and really analyze, you know, is this: yeah, why must I realize emptiness in order to overcome this ego grasping? Why? Isn't it? Why?
Oh, that this is too gala. That the God, 진대신 약보시 시험하라. 땅 마진 세대 가르래. 아, 마진 세대 가르대. 한 약보시 고르. 마진 세대 모두 약보시 고기하래.
And of course, in order to be able to really answer this question well, you first must have at least some rough idea of what self-grasping is. You know, experientially, you know, what is this? You know, we say apprehension of a self, you know, holding on to a self, or ego clinging, ego grasping, whatever it is, point is, you must, you know, have some idea, at least some idea. What is this ego grasping, ego clinging, self grasping?
Oh, that thing, what do you wish to know? And it's got that lot to do, two material, good Zindan Kandis to your wish, Shamina. That doesn't Zindaka Ludi Karidus, Shine, and it's that. And it's some dance, that don't you to be Lola Mateva Chagiare, doesn't Zindaka Ludi, that don't you to be Ludi Chagiare. Chazata, Kola Nuchiti, doesn't Zindaka Luchi, and Kola Nuguashi.
So, you know, we must get an experiential feel and an introduction at least to what is this ignorance? We call ignorance, apprehension of the self, self-grasping, ego king, whatever it is, a point is, we must understand experientially, right? What is it? What kind of mind is it? How does it work? How does it view the world? Is it a factually concordant mind or a factually discordant mind? And in particular, what is its mode of apprehension? Technical language, right? What is its mode of apprehension? Basically, how does it view the world? Then only when we understand this, you know, some feel, you know, internally, then we come to understand that the only way to destroy this ego is to generate a mind whose mode of apprehension or whose way of seeing the world is of a completely different to that of ego grasping, self grasping, right?
Oh, 독신이 제가 다 디데이 통해 두가라 보겠다 당신 내봐라 아니 돈이 내버도 또 국도 세다 아니 고아시 레트베시 제가 이 고아디 자국이야래 어디래?
So you know if you analyze in this way, you then come to an understanding that the only antidote, the only way to uproot, to overcome ignorance is to generate a mind whose mode of apprehension or whose way of seeing the world and ourselves is of completely opposite to that of ignorance.
Yeah. 밖에 있다 녀몸에 매워 써라 하던 거래 하던 줘봐라 아니 지금 원래 신의 구글에서 다 신에 대야 다 북한에서 지나 변화 지나 남기다 변화 남기 심지어다 지 농지로 써봐 뒤돌아 아니 차본 매워 치지 아니 지금 다 밖에 아 네 엠바 대시 아니 땡이지 곰발라 아니 가와지 요바이나 가와지 요베 토네 아니 듣고 그래 소독신 다 됐습니다.
Yeah, so in order to overcome our afflictions, our delusions, we have to attain special insight, focusing on emptiness. In order to attain that, we first must achieve calm abiding. And in order to achieve calm abiding, we first must distance ourselves away from the unfavorable conditions, the discordant factors of calm abiding. And essentially, basically, it is, you know, we have to distance ourselves from attachment, yeah? And from the objects that will give, that will cause us to develop all kinds of distractions and attachment. Basically, to distance ourselves from objects of attachment and distractions, which are sentient beings and those that are not sentient beings, yeah. So, and in order to do that, first one must take joy, one must be enthusiastic, must take delight in wanting to isolate ourselves physically and mentally, and then, you know, get down to actualizing calm abiding. So that's a sequence. Okay. If you have you need any clarifications, we have time for one question maybe.
Yeah. 그래. 김현아.
진짜 저는 이거. 잘 보고는
진짜 되게 내가 맡을 처음 이렇게. 선생님 육조 가도 소. 라. 육조지 소도.
진짜 제가.
네.
선생님 소래.
찍어라. 선생님 두세요.
지당 지당도 애세진 주야 말해.
지혜 집보다 맞다. 가시 있을 때 소고도 가려서 하는 거 좋아해 가보래.
알로.
선생님 요거 동보에 이거
뭔가
이거
너
주스봉
주스.
주스. I have one question. What is the difference between manifest apprehension of true existence and intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence? Yeah, what's the difference? Because just now it was mentioned that you can suppress the manifest apprehension of true existence at the power of seeing. So are they the same thing, or one is produced by the other?
So okay.
When we talk about innate afflictions, when we talk about manifest afflictions, right? There could be instances where it is a artificial one, but there could be or artificially induced. I mean, artificial conception of true existence, but there could be cases where it is a innate affliction, innate conception of true existence. Yeah. That's it. So there's class on. There should be class on Tuesday. We have class on Tuesday, but no class on
Thursday.
Thursday and henceforth for quite a while.
Can I ask a question? Just now you were talking about calm abiding that is endowed with bliss of physical and mental pliancy. So when you switch to analytical meditation, does the bliss of physical and mental pliancy temporarily ceases? Because after that, your examination induced another bliss of physical and mental pliancy. You understand what I'm trying to say? Does it temporarily ceases when you switch to analytical meditation, focusing on emptiness?
I guess it is possible to have the bliss of physical and mental pliancy before achieving a special insight. After you have come abiding, you already have the bliss of physical and mental pliancy, right? But up to the time before you achieve special insight, it's possible to have the bliss of physical and mental pliancy because you don't lose come abiding, right? You have it, right? It is not that after you achieve calm abiding and then when you're working to achieve special insight, suddenly your calm abiding is lost. No, special insight is attained within calm abiding, is it? So it is from within calm abiding that you meditate and you do analytical meditation, right? So you don't lose your calm abiding, right? Yeah. If it is already there, it's not necessarily induced by analysis, right? So, to me, you have special insight already, lah. Yeah.
그래서
또 사동의 체념 또 쓰레기 없는
사동 또다.
이제 제독이 장비 지어로 제독이 장비 신장한 대화. 가르치는 이 제독이 장비.
나 기회 신장에 대한 제독이 장비 신장에 대한 말로만. 말 신내기 요배 깎기디 그 신장에 대화에 대해 내고 지식을 또 그 틈에 지착해야 돼. 나도에 내가도 제독이 장비 구걸했어. 제배 장비 신장에 대화 틈도 신의 나도 또 봤어. 또 잡을 지식도 왔다.
The bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is conjoined with calm abiding is induced through placing the mind single-pointedly on an object. It is not induced by analysis, isn't it? Huh? Yeah. 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 So in order for it to be special inside, it has to be endowed with the bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is induced by analysis, isn't it? So if it is, otherwise it is not special insight, right? The bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is conjoined with calm abiding is a bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is induced through close placement, right? Placing the mind on an object, right? Stabilizing, right? It's not induced through analysis, right? Yeah, calm abiding. So, you didn't get, okay, one more time. The bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is conjoined with calm abiding, right? In order for it to be calm abiding, there must be the bliss of physical and mental pliancy. That bliss of physical and mental pliancy comes from focusing the mind single-pointedly on an object. It doesn't come from analysis, isn't it? Right? But in order for it to be special insight, it must be conjoined with the bliss of physical and mental pliancy that is induced through analysis. Induced by analysis, through the force of analysis. Is there analysis in calm abiding? Okay, that's it.
Okay. Huh? We stop here.
Yeah.
Okay.
How the? Okay. Today's Thursday. Oh, okay.